So big painting is big business. Obviously, it's now become part of art history. And trouble happened when people established museums of modern art. Now, in my youth, the only museum of modern art was a building in the Luxembourg Gardens where was stored the picture that had won the prize in 1870, the picture that had won the prize at the Salon in 1872, and that's all, and they were lined up like that, and that was modern art. The day that somebody invented a museum of modern art, well then art had to be modern every week, just like a department store, just like any other kind of, I mean, then it becomes part of the rag trade. That's when it got closer to the rag trade, which has to come out in a new style every season. And the painters in the Surrealist period were taken over by the dressmakers. In those days it was real haute couture, and they weren't doing commercial stuff. They were doing these expensive things, but who was the sort of arbiter of painters was Schiaparelli, who hired them all. They did, Dali worked for her, on and on, the whole gang of them did things for fashion. So painting became linked with fashion through the rag trade. Then the museum started up. There was only the one in New York, first of all, but then kind of whole schools of museumology were established, churning out a whole staff was being prepared in universities and everything, and so then rich people had to be persuaded to build these museums, and they got, you know, museums of modern art. You couldn't be a culture center unless you had a museum of modern art in your town. And it created a whole network of sort of international mafia of people like Pontus Hulton over there, who's a Swede, and he's probably going to move to Australia now from this his next lap, and other people come shuttling in and out. The French were very sort of nationalistic about it until now, but that's been broken. At least it just was a French thing, and you know, but they realized that they'd sit behind, because it's now it's all become very, art has become terribly competitive.